Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Next round always presented by Bud Light from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, high atop the Blue Lake Center. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar, and Force are all here. Lance, can you catch the this hour brought to you by our friends at Champions? Can you catch that hat behind you here real quick?
You're going merchandise from Champions.
0-1 on completion rate here. Nice throw, Forrester.
I don't know if it was a good throw or not. It did hit Lance in the hands. Normally, Lance, if it hits you in the hands, you got to catch it.
Our friends at Champions, who will be bringing us to lunch a little bit, bring you this hour of the show. And we'll talk some more college football with John Metchie coming up. Already Joel Klatt on the show and Stan White talking about some of the big games happening this weekend. And a host of big games that we're going to get to. But it's a statement opportunity for Auburn, no doubt about it, right? If Auburn wins this game, or to some degree Penn State, but Penn State's statement already happened, right? They beat Wisconsin. That was their statement game. This is Auburn's statement game. So let's talk about several teams that have an opportunity to make a statement this weekend. This hour brought to you by our friends at Champies, championschicken.com, Highway 119 right there in Alabaster. For all your great eating, for your tailgates, we'll have some chicken on the stick, some of those great tamales, and some wonderful chicken tenders. It's easy to eat food, whether you're eating there or at your tailgate, our friends at Champy's Chicken. Other than Auburn, who obviously a win would make a statement, who else has a chance to make a statement this weekend?
Well, I mean, Nebraska has a chance to make a statement. Ooh. I don't think they will.
Well, they got a chance. Well, it would be a statement. Let's put it that way. It would be a massive statement. I don't think they got a chance to do it, but it'd be a massive statement.
Could be an indictment against Oklahoma, if they make a statement.
I mean, Lincoln Riley would come under some heat. I'm not saying he's going to lose his job, but Lance, you know this. Lincoln Riley finds a way, it seems, to lose a game he shouldn't every single year. Well, and you lose this one, this is one you shouldn't lose.
And I'll tell you this 22.5-point spread, that is smaller than the last two times they've lost to Kansas State.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. I did not know that.
Those spreads were that big against Kansas State?
Yeah, I think it was 26.5 last year.
Are you kidding
me? So this is the kind of game Lincoln Riley has dropped along the way, except it's been in conference.
Well, Jim, I would not have thought the spreads for those Kansas State games were that big. I trust Lance in this.
Wow.
Well, I could be off. I'm almost positive. I'll tell you right now.
I mean, but that
I pictured them being something like 17.5, something like that. I can't believe they was something large.
Yeah, I mean, I know those were upsets, but those didn't seem to be earth-shattering upsets.
Last year against Oklahoma, 27.5.
Oh, my goodness.
They won the game outright. And the year before against Oklahoma, 23.5.
Wow.
So, that's surprising to me.
Nebraska hadn't beaten Oklahoma since 1996. Now, they haven't played since 2010, but that's a lifetime ago.
Well, and they're not going to do it Saturday, but it would be a massive statement for Scott Frost and be the type of win he needs. Very, very
well. He's 0-7 against ranked teams.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us see this, but if they were to bounce back, go 3-1, win that game.
Here's the game I was going to get to on this was – this was supposed to be a statement game for Cincinnati this weekend in Indiana. And with Indiana losing to Iowa early on, I don't think this has as much buildup as it was going to have if Indiana was still unbeaten and everybody was still eating off of the last year Cal. Now you've got Cincinnati going in against Indiana, and I think a win is not going to blow people away if Cincinnati wins it. But yet it's going to be a tough game for the Bearcats.
It's going to be a really tough game for the Bearcats if Michael Penix Jr. can play well. You know, that's a big if based on what we saw against Iowa. He doesn't look 100% healthy. To me, there's only one true statement game that can be out there right now. Just because, look, we're excited about the slate just because it's college football and it's week 3. But as far as top 25 matchups, there's not a ton of them. But there is a major, major statement game out there.
Can I guess which one you're thinking
of? Well, you probably know it.
Does it involve a team that will be playing in front of a sold-out Swamp?
Yeah. I mean, if Dan Mullen, look, I don't think it will ever happen. I didn't think Ohio State could lose to Oregon last week. But we're talking about number 11 Florida, who's playing the number one team in the nation. Dan Mullen, again, this is going to be well-publicized. That looks like an Alabama hat, by the way.
It really does.
It's going to be well publicized that Dan Mullen is 0-10 against Nick Saban. If they were to knock off Alabama, a team that people are already deeming, you heard Joel Klatt say they're going wire to wire, they're going to win another national championship. If he was to win this game, that is a statement game.
No, that's a huge statement game for Dan Mullen. There's absolutely no doubt. Again, it's the type of win Dan Mullen needs. He is taking heat for his top 25 record. It is not good. Did you just give it? Did you just give his top 25 record? Do you know it off the top of your head?
You've given it before. It's 5-25.
It's something like that. It's a really bad top 25 record, and against the top 10 is even worse.
Yeah, but you guys
Nick
always
Saban is even worse.
You guys always wrote that off because he was at Mississippi State, and I always said he struggled in the big games.
12-40.
12-40 against the top 25. Mm-hmm. Now, Jim, I do write some of that off, the fact that he was at Mississippi State, but it has continued to plague him at Florida. And the fact that it's continued to plague him at Florida, you can't look past. I mean, he's at Florida now. There are no excuses. So at some point, Dan Mullen has – I know this guy just played in the SEC championship game, but he also somehow managed to lose four games to the team that played in the SEC championship game. So at some point, Dan Mullen has got to win a type of game like this. I agree completely. Huge statement game for him.
You know, I think we all forget that they are I think we always forget that they're the number 11 team in the country. We have not talked as much about 1 versus 11 as you probably should. One on the road at number 11 as you probably should, because it always seems like it's automatic with Alabama.
It does. It does feel like it's automatic, and I just don't think most fans buy into Florida as the number 11 team in the country.
They don't look like it.
They don't. I think personally, and I'll be interested in talking to Metchie about this in less than an hour now, because Nick Saban was asked point blank yesterday, you were upset at your team's practice last week. How do you feel this week? And he basically said, it's not been the same issue this week.
That's right.
I said this Monday. You are going to get a clean, polished performance from this Alabama team Saturday. Florida, they have got their hands full, because it's a team that got chewed out for the way they practiced, and then their play resembled the way they practiced. So Sunday morning, Nick Saban didn't have to say a word to this Alabama football team. Sunday, this Alabama football team knew that they went half-you-know-what in practice all week, and it bit them in the butt against Mercer. And had they been playing a quality opponent, they would have lost the game playing that way. So Nick Saban got everything he wanted out of that. He has not had – I guarantee you he's not had to harp on them about practice this week.
Coach's game, player's game. It's player's game this week. Who told us that last week? Somebody very smart, one of our guests, called it that. There's coaches' games and players' games.
Yeah.
And
Barry Jones, maybe?
Maybe it was Barry Jones,
yeah, that said this is a coach's game this week. Well, coaches have to get you ready for this one. The big games are players' games. They get themselves ready.
Either way, Alabama's got a massive advantage, whether it's coaches' game or players' game. The roster is better, and the coaching staff is not even close.
Yeah, that is a statement game for Florida. To me, there's a little bit of an opportunity out there in a statement game. If you look at, I don't know, Arizona State, to me. Arizona State's on the road at BYU. BYU just beat Utah. A lot of people thought Utah was going to be the team that wins the Pac-12. Everyone's talking about UCLA. Nobody's talking about Herm's team in Arizona State. You've been watching a lot of Pac-12. Do you think this Arizona State team can win in Provo, do something Utah couldn't do last week, and then back it up and do something in the Pac-12 South?
Well, they're a slight favorite. They've got the edge at quarterback in Jaden Daniels, but Kalani Sitake, you know, I know you lose a quarterback in Zach Wilson, who is on now playing for the New York Jets, but I thought they made a statement last weekend against Utah. And this will blow you guys away. Since going back to the start of 2020, Alabama's 15-0, now 17-0. The best record since, BYU.
Really?
So since the start of 2020, BYU's got the second best record.
Yeah.
Wow.
Along with Coastal Carolina.
And I'm not sure Coastal will lose this year.
Yeah, they got a good chance of going undefeated.
Yeah, they got a weak schedule. Coastal does.
But look, to me, this is a toss-up game. I mean, that'll be a fun 9:15 ESPN game, but you know, I don't know if I would say more of a statement for BYU beating Arizona State.
Well, I mean, when BYU beat Utah last week, that was a statement for me. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Well, I mean, BYU's got an opportunity to wipe out the entire Pac-12 South.
They really do.
They've got USC coming up later.
And they're on their way to the Big 12. Just put them in the Pac-12.
Well, they can win their division this year.
It was a better fit for them as well. Purdue's 2-0 going to play Notre Dame.
I was
going to
bring Purdue up.
Yeah.
You know, and Jack Plummer's not a bad quarterback. I don't know if you guys have seen him, but Horvath, their starting running back, is out now. I think that hurts them a little bit. That number, though, it's a weird number. It's sitting at 7.5 right now. I haven't been blown away by Notre Dame at all. I don't know about you guys. They struggle to beat Florida State. They struggle to beat Toledo. I don't think they're nearly as good as they were last year. Jack Cohn's good. But again, I think the focus has got to be Kyren Williams running that football. And outside of Cal Hamilton, and I don't see any dominant defenders on this side of the ball.
Yeah, I've not been blown away by Notre Dame. Now, as I mentioned in the last segment, I didn't watch them against Toledo. I was only getting the highlights because I thought I was going to have to pay to see that game. You told us Toledo was a good team, Lance, coming into that game. The best Toledo team of all time, I don't even know who it is, best Toledo team of all time, shouldn't be able to go to South Bend and play that game within a touchdown. I mean, if you're Notre Dame, the best Toledo team of all time, you should be by at least 2 touchdowns in South Bend. And Toledo had a legitimate shot of winning that football game. So I don't know about this Notre Dame team. I don't. I mean, it's a big moment for Purdue because I think Jeff Brohm has fallen off the radar a little bit. I mean, there was a time when Jeff Brohm was the hottest name in college football coaching. You don't even think about him anymore.
Yeah, he had Rondell doing it.
Rondell Moore.
We'll see what they're able to do now with Purdue. Notre Dame, it's an old rivalry game, much like Nebraska and Oklahoma getting back together again on the football field. One more for you that I had circled as a statement game. And, you know, them beating Illinois last week didn't really do much. And even though North Carolina's got a loss, if Virginia can beat North Carolina, that may signal something for the Cavs, the Wahoos this year.
Yeah, and Brennan Armstrong's a really good quarterback. I think they've got an opportunity here. The thing that scares me, and I had this conversation with our friend last night at Odie's Rockstar when we were going through the entire board last
games,
night. He did like Virginia a lot. They're looking for their 5th straight win over North Carolina. I didn't realize that.
I did not realize that either.
I also didn't realize this is the 126th meeting of the South's oldest rivalry, which is the second most played FBS rivalry.
So that's why Auburn, Georgia has to go deep South's oldest rivalry.
I knew Virginia, North Carolina was the South's oldest rivalry. I did not know it had been that many games. So that's a lot. And you said that's the second longest rivalry?
Yep.
Army Navy the longest?
No, it's ironically, I think it's Rutgers and somebody.
Oh, so one I won't ever watch.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah,
well, I don't know who Rutgers would play every year because I try not to watch Rutgers football.
But two really good quarterbacks in Sam Howell and Brennan Armstrong. I've just got a feeling that this is the game that finally that offense clicks for Sam Howell.
Maybe so. I like this Virginia team. I watched a good bit of that because it was the 10 a.m. kick. A good bit of that game against Illinois, and they were dominant early. They got big tight end.
Yep.
He's like 6'7", 280. Looks like a defensive lineman running routes. I like Brennan Armstrong. He controls the game well. It's a solid little Virginia team.
Statement games this weekend right there. You can chime in with yours at Next Round Live on Twitter. Also over in the chat room. One more of those from Donald after LT tells us about the great folks at Nut Dust. If you're making a statement, make one with Nut Dust.
Yeah, of course, you can see the Nut Dust right here. You need to go online to officialnutdust.com. You can order, put in that promo code NR20, 20% off your entire purchase, including T-shirts like Dunaway had on yesterday. Nut Dust, redefining the use and feel of body powder. Nut Dust, it's talc-free. It's all-natural body powder, great for all over the body. Feet below the belt, available in 4 great scents. All day, every day, Nut Dust has got you covered. For more information, visit officialnutdust.com.
Will you find the longest-running rivalry in major college football?
It cannot be Rutgers and somebody.
I thought it was Rutgers and somebody.
I thought Rutgers played the first game, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Minnesota.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the longest running rivalry in all of football?
Yeah, I think so. I knew it was something.
And they play for the Axe, right?
Paul Bunyan's Axe?
I think so. Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Who plays for the Pig?
That is Iowa and Wisconsin.
That's the Floyd of Rosedale.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't Paul Bunyan have a couple of trophies up there? The Axe?
No, I think you've only got the Paul Bunyan Axe.
No, I think there's two. I think Paul Bunyan's Axe and Paul Bunyan's something else.
What else would Paul give away, Jim?
I don't know what else you'd play for, old Paul Bunyan.
What was the ox's name?
Floyd Blue.
Blue, yeah. There's a big blue ox under that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the rivalry games up there. So those are the statement games. Minnesota and Wisconsin, the longest rivalry in major college football. Harvard, Yale has been doing it a long time. Army, Navy has as well. Rockstar, can you pull up? Let's go first, cut number two. A lot of people getting questions about this USC opening. And we're not going to spend all football season talking about the USC opening because it's going to be a long time. it's going to be a long time before they hire a coach. Probably.
I mean, imagine if you're James Franklin. He's going to spend all season talking about it because he will not say no. He was asked again last night.
Yeah, but you tell me if you think Mario Cristobal on the Doug Gottlieb show did a really good job of saying that he's not going to be the coach here. Do you like the way he answers this or not? Here is Mario Cristobal getting asked by Doug Gottlieb about the USC job.
When people mention your name for said job, what would your response be?
My response is go Ducks.
Oh, wow.
Any chance that you at least have a conversation about it?
Telling you again, go Ducks. I'm not sure why you brought me on this interview. I was talking about the Oregon Ducks and whatnot. Since we go this route, I'll reinforce it again. Go Ducks. And so here I am, buddy.
Auburn game was last.
Here I am, buddy.
Here I am, buddy.
Boy, he can be a dick. I mean, we had him on.
I mean,
we had him on years ago. Rockstar, I don't know if you remember that, but there was a similar question Brian Straw asked him, he got so upset and basically shut down the interview.
Did he really?
So do you – it seems like that's where that was headed. I did not hear it live. We appreciate the folks at Fox Sports Radio, the Doug Gottlieb show, for that. Do you like when he answers it like that or no?
No,
do you
it's, terrible answer. No it's terrible. A terrible answer. Do now, you, it's a good answer for him because it keeps the speculation alive, which either gets him the job or gets him a raise at Oregon. And that's just why he's doing it that way. By the way, let's don't pretend like he's all upset about it. He could have said no. Doug's zero chance I'm taking that job. Doug Gottlieb doesn't even ask a follow-up question, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he could say, look, I've got the best job, in my opinion, in college football right now. I absolutely love Eugene. We're building something special here. We're coming off maybe the biggest win I've had up to date right now on the road against a top-five team in Ohio State. Our goal is to win a championship here at Oregon. There's other people that are being speculated about the job as well. I am very happy where I am right now.
You know, none of these major coaches like when programs like USC do this early. Because like you said, I mean, Cristobal is going to have to deal with this a long time. Franklin's going to have to deal with this a long time.
But they could end it. They could end it at any time, Jim. They choose not to.
They could end it.
They it doesn't benefit them.
But Nick Saban didn't end it when he said, I'm not going to be the coach at Alabama.
Why?
Because he was going to be the coach at Alabama.
Right. But James Franklin last night had another opportunity to end it. And he did the same thing Cristobal did. Is says, go Penn State. I've addressed it with my team. Yada, yada. I'm not going to talk to you guys.
I'm going to handle it internally.
I'm going to handle it internally. If these guys just said, listen to me, zero chance not happening. They don't want to do that for two reasons. Number one, it takes their name off the table and they don't get the contract out of it.
That's right. Now, you don't blame them for that, though,
I
right?
don't.
Yeah.
Or number two, they end up taking the job and they don't want to be, you know, reamed out like Nick Saban was for doing it like Nick Saban did.
But if you really don't want the job and you're really content,
you can say no
in a heartbeat. You just say no. And look, you want to shut this thing down. Look, I talked to my agents today. They have told anybody that's interested, we're not interested. We're staying put.
Yeah. Or I've talked to my agents today. If anybody's interested in me, that's something we do deal with in the off season every year. Right now, I am coaching the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, I already.
But if he says that, you think I'm going to be the USC
absolutely.
Coach, right?
I do, yes, if you say it that way.
Yeah, and I already used Auburn last year for leverage.
I know.
I got my contract I wanted.
And Cristobal did, and he'll do it again with USC, and he'll get more leverage if they continue to win. I mean, he's in the perfect spot right now. They beat Ohio State, biggest win they've had since basically Chip Kelly was there.
Yeah, there are contenders for the job, and there are people that are going to use the job to get more money where they want to stay.
And
Lincoln Riley may do that. You know, Lincoln Riley may do that at Oklahoma.
He might.
He may, or, you know, Mark Stoops may want a better indoor facility.
Yeah.
A full 100-yard indoor facility. Or he may want this or that. So he may use this. I mean, who knows who could use this?
Yeah, well, Cristobal will. And, again, he just showed right there, if his response is go Ducks, he's not going to distance himself from this job all year.
One more before break, what we talked about to start the show yesterday. Rockstar, give me cut five. We found out the origin of Nick Saban's joking with the D's jokes that Nick Saban does goes back to a certain player. Lane Kiffin let it out of the bag yesterday in his news conference. A lot of people were getting asked about D's jokes and Nick Saban, if you ever had time in Tuscaloosa. Lane Kiffin named one player as the origin of teaching Nick Saban about D's jokes, and Nick Saban loving him so much that he still does D's today. And it was this guy who got asked about it at his Baltimore Raven facility. Here's Marlon Humphrey.
You know, me and Nick Saban go way back. Coach Saban go way back. And honestly, I just used to be talking, and he's so locked in, I didn't really know if he really listened to what I said. But, you know, I don't – shout out to Jordan Battle. I wouldn't have said that, you know, in the media. But now that it's out there, I mean, Saban is a good jokester, and I guess I'm just happy I left my mark with the guy. So that's my comment on it.
Marlon, one of the best cornerbacks in the National Football League, but he could be a tooth model.
Yeah. I mean, check out good those teeth. Yeah, Rocky. He's got some good choppers, doesn't he?
I mean – I don't know if you can get a still shot of those.
Oh, yeah. That's some good choppers right there.
Good glasses, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like he's one of the highest paid DBs in the National Football
true.
League.
It's like he's going to shoot skeet.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know if you were watching the Manning.
He does have those glasses, yeah.
I don't know if you were watching the Manning brothers early in that game. Boy, they sang Humphreys, but they love them.
The guy can play, man. He's all over the field.
He really can. Always enjoy him when he comes in studio with us.
Oh, yeah, I love Marlon.
We need to get him on the comfortable couch.
Well, we will. We'll get Marlon Humphrey on the comfortable couch. He'll go right to sleep over there, take a nap. Hey, Lane Kiffin pushing for the Manning brothers to do the Tennessee-Ole Miss game.
Yeah, I think they should.
I love that.
I think they should, absolutely. Yeah. Tennessee and Ole Miss when they get together for that. All right, part of our show being brought to you today by our friends at Bromberg's as you get ready for the holiday season. Not far away, Rockstar's already said they're putting out Halloween movies and I'm sure decorations are going up all over the town. That means we'll skip Thanksgiving. We'll be doing Christmas before you know it. The place to get the gift, Bromberg's.
Yes, Dunaway. Nothing like giving or getting that silver box from our friends at Bromberg's. Family owned and operated since 1836. Bromberg's, they've established a solid reputation as a fine purveyor of quality diamonds as well as jewelry, timepieces, and gifts. Bromberg's also has that extensive giftware department to service the registry of brides and grooms right here in Birmingham. Go see our friends at Bromberg's, two locations, Mountain Brook and the Summit. You can also view that online store today, Bromberg's.com.
Trash with LT, some more big games, John Mechie at the 12 noon hour, and food from Champies all straight ahead on the next round.
Follow the next round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Banking is not just about your money, it's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. AmFirst was founded for members like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means service that grows and changes with the times to serve you better. Now every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. It's even customizable, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. America's First Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
ERA King Real Estate agents are out there every day working hard to make home buying easy. I'm Jim Dunaway, and I know firsthand ERA King's commitment is to support them with the most innovative training and technology available. So even though home values may change, ERA King agents stay priceless. Text the word MOVE to 35260. That's 35260 to get started. ERA King, working hard to make home buying easy.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Wayne's, headquartered in Birmingham. They are committed to providing world-class service every time since 1973, serving over 100,000 families from businesses across SEC country, from Tuscaloosa to Auburn and Nashville to Knoxville, providing residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services. Put in promo code TNR for $60 off your initial EnviroPest service, 866-WAYNES-1.
You know that sound anywhere. It's the crisp crunch of that first nacho chip. With its perfect cheese to sour cream ratio sitting atop a layer of delicious beans, it's a sip away from perfection. That's what we're looking for. Add a delicious, refreshing Pepsi, and we've achieved absolute nacho nirvana. Because while you can pile those nachos high with every spicy, cheesy, savory topping, there's no topping a cool Pepsi finish. Nachos, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service. Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
Football season is here, and Lance's favorite pastime is making your man pay. Lance'sLock.com is how we do it. College football, NFL, Major League Baseball, basketball, and more. We've had the site since 2015, and we've been winning for you ever since. It's the best value you'll find in sports handicapping, only $90 per month, and you get every lock, every league, every day. No complicated or ridiculously expensive packages. If you want your man paying you this year, get on board with all of us at Lance'sLock.com.
Stay up to date with the next round on the website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from our Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy to listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. Nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
Rolling on, Brown's about to update us on the Cowan equipment poll question. LT's going to run and get trash, and we're going to sit back and enjoy some of that here. And you can join us after we talk to John Metchie on the phone, 205-734-0923, Metchie at the top of the hour. Update us on a couple of poll questions we have out there from our friends at Cowan Equipment.
Who has more rushing yards, Sean Clifford or Bo Nix? Bo Nix, 53%. Sean Clifford, 47%.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
You think it'll be Bo Nix? I mean, you think it'll be Sean Clifford?
I think there's a chance Sean Clifford has more rushing yards.
Okay.
I would lean Nix.
You would lean Nix. That's where our audience is leaning right now.
I'm not sure that's a great sign for Auburn, because that probably means Bo has been flushed from the pocket a good bit.
Yeah, scrambling.
I guess the good sign is he's getting positive yardage out of it. The bad sign is he's getting pressured. The more rushing yards, Brian Robinson or Anthony Richardson? Brian Robinson at 63%. Anthony Richardson at 37%. Those are our Cowan Equipment polls.
I think I would agree with that right there. Both of those brought to you by our friends at Cowan Equipment. Always great folks to deal with, Cowan Equipment.
Of course, our friends at Cowan Equipment. They're proud to partner with the Next Round on our new venture. Would love the opportunity to partner with your company for your heavy equipment needs. Visit us, Cowan.com, to find out more about how we can be your heavy equipment solution, from rental and new equipment sales to superior service and parts. Again, for more information, Cowan.com.
Babe was the name of Paul Bunyan's ox, not Blue. It was Babe.
Because he was Blue.
I am told by Toby. And Michigan and Michigan State play for the Paul Bunyan Trophy.
So there's a Paul Bunyan axe and a Paul Bunyan trophy.
Yeah, it seems very unoriginal to Michigan and Michigan State.
I remember the trophy is actually a little wooden carved Paul Bunyan.
It is. Yeah. I remember seeing it in the game now that I read that.
Yeah. I like the axe. I like the – I think it's Cincinnati and somebody. They
You're
play
an axe
for
man?
What, I'm an axe guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You like a big axe or a small axe?
I like a big axe.
Do you really?
Not too big.
Yeah, so you're just kind of like a moderate axe?
I want to be able to handle the axe. I think sometimes the axe can get too big.
You just like to be able to get two hands on the axe,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah. More the Kardashian axe too big.
Yeah.
Well, they chop a lot of trees, so they got a big axe.
Yeah. I can't handle a really big axe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be just the right size. But if it's too small, you really can't do anything with it.
That is
That'd
true.
That'd be a hatchet.
That's more of a hatchet, yeah.
You can swing it with one hand, you can palm it.
Well, you can only get one hand on the small axe.
That's right.
Yeah, you're a two-hand man.
It becomes a Molly hatchet at that point.
Right.
Oh, my.
Okay. It was good till then.
It wasn't that good, bro. I forget what I was going to say.
I don't know. Just go to trash.
Okay. Trash is brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. Hit it, Rockstar.
Tim Peeler thought he was calling coyotes.
Instead of them, him. This thing was 10 foot tall. beautiful hair.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, life comes at you fast, but our friends at Mortgage Right, they're faster. Looking to refinance with a multitude of trusted professionals behind them. Mortgage Right has got your back, whether you need a cash out refi to pay off debt, make home repairs, or you're just looking for a lower interest rate. Mortgage Right has the right option for you. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Have you guys heard about the beaning viral trend that's going on right now?
Beaning?
Beaning.
Where you
throw something,
throw something, hit somebody?
That's what we used to call beaning.
Police have issued a warning to shops over a concerning new viral trend involving baked beans.
I like baked beans, though.
I do, too.
I hope we have some coming.
I don't think they should be used this way.
Now, shops have been urged to look out for children buying large quantities of the tin goods while parents are being encouraged to check out their cupboards. Now, it comes after beaning, a bizarre new trend, took off on social media, sharing app TikTok. Now, beaning involves children smearing baked beans onto people's driveway, doors, and cars, and, of course, filming it.
My gosh.
How do you come up with this?
How many cans do you have to buy to make an impact?
But just like, hey, smear it on their driveway.
Yeah.
Do it.
Numerous videos have been posted on social media with the hashtag bean bandits with a Z. I will tell you this. My kids were talking about like major destruction going on in their schools. Mm-hmm. Like a pipe was removed.
By students?
By a student.
There's another thing where they're telling people to steal things.
Yeah. Another thing, somebody put something in the soap dispenser, like barbecue sauce.
That's funny.
I love barbecue sauce. So imagine having a dispenser up there.
You go in there and Brown's wheezing the juice.
No, but I forgot what this challenge is, but it's kids like, you know, wreaking havoc on their schools.
Wow. You know what I like to do with baked beans is, and my mom used to.
Them away.
Oh, you don't like them?
No.
My mom used to do this when I was a kid, and I loved it. So you take baked beans, and you put in some brown sugar and some barbecue sauce and some ground beef.
Yeah.
And you just kind of let it simmer right there and come to heat. And you butter and toast some hamburger buns, and you just scoop it out on top of the hamburger buns and eat it. It's phenomenal. I love it.
What do they call that?
I really don't know.
It's just good, right?
It's just good.
You know, I was talking to my daughter yesterday. I always ask her, did anything interesting at school happen today? And she told me a guy brought a dog to school, and he was suspended.
Okay.
And I was like, well,
the dog or
yeah,
the guy?
Sure, the guy.
Both.
And his reason was he wanted to make people happy, so she said they only suspended him for a day. Like, back in the day, they probably would have, you never would have seen your dog again.
No.
We would have probably been sent to, what is that, the other school they sent
the
you
alternative
to?
School.
Alternative school, yeah. Times have changed, man.
They really have.
Everyone's saying that's called cowboy beans, Brown.
Okay, cowboy beans. That's not SOS. What is that? That's like chip beef and gravy. That's SOS.
That's just what they're saying. I know that I have the drink I thought I invented, much off of cowboy beans. I didn't invent.
Tea with sugar. I call it sweet.
Two shots of tequila, squeeze a lime in there, and then top it off with Topo Chico. They call it ranch water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought I was just, man, I've got this great drink I've come up with. Apparently.
Now, are you sure you didn't see somebody else make that? Somebody got it for you at a bar? And
it
you were
does
like,
seem weird that you would have come up with that combo.
Maybe I had so many of those that I think I invented it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's cooler than the other side of the pillow.
I don't believe this next story, Rocky. Now, when you welcome a baby into the world, it's likely you'll want your loved ones with you to help you through the difficult labor process. But one mom was left fuming when she brought her boyfriend to the hospital with her. He packed his Xbox and some video games to play on the TV in her room.
Oh, no.
Now, there's video of it. She shot a video of it.
Yeah, of course she did.
From her bed.
You don't think it's set up?
Well, I mean, it could be, but there is video of him standing up, rocking out an Xbox.
Now, taking to their joint TikTok account, Anxiety Couple. The mom shared a video of herself in the hospital bed before showing her partner, who is now her fiancé, standing next to the bed with an Xbox controller in hand. Mom was understandably concerned about her partner's behavior, and she captioned the clip, quote, he's going to miss his son's birthday due to that Xbox.
That is pretty bad. Well, I mean, it is.
He can only do so much.
Well, he can.
They're not inducing for another 5 hours. What are we doing?
Hey, Jay Pear, listening in Dallas, says he woke up. Ranch waters are big in Texas. Had one when he woke up this morning.
Oh, wow. Hey, it's Thursday.
Yeah, we had a 9 a.m. beer.
We did.
He had two shots of tequila topped off with a Topo Chico.
We've got a Kentucky man was arrested after he was accused of firing shots outside of a hotel window claiming he saw aliens.
I don't
is your
think
first
you
reaction to shoot.
Yeah, you don't shoot aliens. They're impervious to bullets, aren't they?
You never know till you try.
Yeah, that's true.
Richmond Police Department responded to a hotel on Keeneland Drive Saturday around 3:30 a.m. of shots fired. Officers learned that the shots were being fired from a window at the hotel. Now, officers worked to get hotel guests and workers out of the hotel and secure them in a safe location. Police then made contact with Samuel Riddell, 55 years old, of Waco, Kentucky, who was inside of the room. Woman who was also inside of the room had secured herself inside of the bathroom. Police were able to get that woman safely out. Now, Riddell was taken into custody, interviewed by detectives. He told police he saw aliens in the parking lot and was shooting at them. He is a convicted felon and has two handguns and a semi-automatic rifle in his possession.
That's a problem right there. One of my favorite comedies is My Cousin Vinny. And the scene where he's standing out in the cabin in the woods and the screech owl's going off, he just runs out firing that gun everywhere.
What the F is that?
I know. Such a funny flick.
Dave says someone took a toilet off the wall at his daughter's school yesterday.
I mean, what in the world?
I'm telling you, it's a new trend.
I don't even think these kids,
I don't think you can get kids in trouble.
Somebody said that some kids even try to steal a school bus.
Try to steal a school bus?
Yeah.
That's not going to go unnoticed.
That's stepping it up.
Yeah.
Good old days when kids used to just smoke in the bathroom.
We literally call that Grand Theft Auto, right?
That is true. It is Grand Theft Auto, I think.
These are interesting. Useful tips to control your body.
All right.
I'm going to try to remember these, too. If you feel like you're about to fall asleep when you definitely shouldn't be sleeping, try holding your breath for as long as you can.
Interesting.
This will increase your heart rate and blood flow, waking you up quickly.
Oh.
So if I'm riding down the road and I'm dozing a little bit,
just hold your breath.
Yeah.
I'm snorkeling and I'm feeling a little tired.
That is one of the worst feelings, though, when you just have to go to sleep and you can't go to sleep.
San Jose State, Hawaii, second half. I'm going to need this.
Okay.
That's going to be tough on me. I'll go ahead and tell you.
Here's another useful tip to control your body. If you ever really have a itchy mosquito bite that won't go away, put deodorant on it and it will help stop the itching.
Oh, I usually put fingernail polish.
No, I have heard that. Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always have a bottle handy.
Yeah. It's weird when it doesn't match my toes.
Yeah. So do you, the deodorant though, I didn't know about.
I wonder why
that works.
Here's another one. If you ever find yourself in a dreaded situation where you just really need to use the bathroom, but you don't have access to one, scratch the back of your calf really hard. This stalls your brain and gives you more time to find a bathroom.
I mean, what's more time? 10 seconds? We don't know.
Here's my problem, though. Like, if I'm driving and I got to go, the minute I think about how bad I got to go,
it's worse.
It gets worse.
Yeah. Well, there's this sensation of call where you have to, number one, you have to go so bad, but you you park and you get home. When you're getting your keys into the door, it's even infinitely worse.
No. That's what happens to me, yeah.
I mean, it's to the point, like, I'm about to die. Like,
I'm about to go in my pants.
The closer you get, the worse it gets.
Yep.
Now, I know, Brown, you sleep like a rock throughout the night
for eight
straight hours.
Yeah.
For you other guys, though, do you ever get up and you're tossing and turning in the morning, you need to go to the bathroom just a little bit, but then it starts to wear on your mind and you finally have to get up to go to the bathroom?
I look at the clock when I think I have to go to the bathroom, and if it's...
Clock. Start negotiating.
Yeah, or the phone, whatever. I just check the time and I'm like, can I hold it and sleep for 45 more minutes? If I get up now, I'm going to be up. I'm not going to go back to sleep.
Then you dream about trying to find a bathroom somewhere.
I'll tell you the worst... I've actually shipped my pants before, but I have not.
23rd birthday for me.
I think a lot of people have,
but I have not number one my pants since I was 5 or 6 years old. But the closest I have come was going down to his roommates. Party at the beach this
year,
and it's that one stretch the way I go to 30A. I had to go a little bit. But I didn't have to go bad. And I passed that one service station, and then it's a long way before you come to the next one. And I mean, I've just passed it, and I'm not going to circle back, and I'm going, and now I've got to go really bad. And now I think over every hill is going to be a gas station.
We're going to get it
this time. And then every hill, and there's just not one coming. It's not there. And then finally, I mean, I had to pull over. I went to a pasture. I just pulled off the road and went into a pasture.
Did you not have a bottle in the car?
Oh, my.
Well, I tried this because, speaking of the roommate, we were going, you know, she's a Georgia girl, so we were going to Tennessee, Georgia a couple of years ago, and she was driving. It was when I was in one of those Ram trucks, and I needed to go so bad, and we were in, like, bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Yeah.
So I pulled the bottle out, But I had a miscue.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, that's hard
sprayed
to do.
The dashboard.
Well, that's the fear is.
Oh, so
I've never done the bottle because the fear is there's no turning off the spigot.
Yeah. A miscue.
I was going to go big gulp, right? But I couldn't convince Maggie to hold it until we got to the next stop.
Here's your fingerprint nail polish bottle.
Yeah.
Do you call it your route to 38th Yellow Brick Road?
Okay, our final useful tip to control your body. If you can't fall asleep, blink your eyes really fast for 1 minute. This helps tire your eyes out and lets you fall asleep easier.
Everybody's sitting here blinking their eyes.
So blink your eyes and hold your breath. What the hell's going to happen?
I'm going to explode.
Am I awake or am I asleep?
Okay, finally, I got shower thoughts for you guys. Nobody looks average in a cowboy hat. Either you look good or you look like an idiot.
That's probably true. Yep.
That's exactly right. And guess what? If your team just got beat by Arkansas on the road, you probably should take that hat off.
All right, here's another one. Basically, everything you've done has been done better by someone else.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another one. It's cruel how alcohol gives us confidence to try things while at the same time taking away our ability.
It's an evil irony.
Another shower thought. If you do a free online IQ test, then pay to see the result. You failed.
You failed.
And the final one, I never thought about this. I saw the movie. You guys are probably seeing this. Pretty amazing. The movie Free Willy is about freeing a captive orca while using a captive orca to play the orca they're trying to free from captivity.
That is so true. Yes.
It's a vicious circle.
Why don't we use real prisoners for Shawshank?
All right. That is Trash with LT brought to you by...
There is no place like home, and nobody knows that better than Mortgage Right. With locations nationwide, they are the perfect matchmaker to connect you with the home of your dreams. Mortgage Right's team of skilled professionals has the skills and knowledge to move you in with confidence. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR. Start your home buying journey today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
I will tell you, we're about to enjoy a great lunch from our friends at Champies. They bring you this hour of the show every day. If you get a chance, Highway 119 in Alabaster to swing by and win your tailgate. Champy's Chicken can do that for you this year. At Champy's, you can experience Southern staples like chicken on a stick, Mississippi Delta homemade tamales, best I've ever tasted right there. You can see the whole menu, including those full fried chicken plates, po' boys and tenders online at champieschicken.com. Blues, Brews, and Bird. It is Champy's Chicken right there. Brown's got a special guest coming up. He'll talk a little football for the weekend, plus John Mechie coming up at the top of the hour. This is the next round.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round. Major situation the other day, basement and garage flooded. So who did I call? Our friends at DryTech Water Restoration. Call them today, 205-637-0143. They were at my house within an hour. They will always respond quickly, and they answer the phone, 205-637-0143. They work for the customer, not the insurance company. No ties to any insurance companies. Go online, mydrytech.com. That's mydrytech.com, or call 205-637-0143. Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round. Are you thinking about football season? I know I am in this football season. Are you ready to have the better distance vision? That's right. Sitting in the stands, seeing all the plays on the field. LASIK surgery may be right for you. Call Michelson Laser Vision to make a no-cost, no-obligation appointment today. And with their affordable payment plans, you can afford to have it all. Football tickets and LASIK surgery. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, make that call today. Michelson Laser Vision, 969-8100.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
No one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, we have everything from tequila cocktails and an extensive bourbon category to local craft beers and handcrafted whiskey cocktails. And don't forget about that 29-degree man-sized drafts. It's Twin Peaks at the Patton Creek Shopping Centers. Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
If you owe back taxes and are looking for a way out, I've got the answer. This is Jim Dunaway, and I've seen what ignoring IRS tax problems can do. There is hope, and it starts by calling my friend Perry Cronin with Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Let me explain two things. One, the IRS is starting to take the gloves off again post-pandemic. That means they are getting more aggressive with their collection efforts. Don't fall victim to liens and garnishments. Call Perry Cronin today. The second thing is this. Don't call some national 1-800 number. This is too important for you to be just some other number. Perry and his daughter Teresa Cronin are tax professionals right in our area. You'll meet with them face-to-face, and they'll give you a free consultation. Call 205-872-1100. That's 205-872-1100. Or the website, 205tax.com. Perry Cronin can show you there's hope when dealing with the IRS. Visit 205tax.com.
Let's face it, we all have a favorite something. This is LT talking about my favorite men's store, Shea's in downtown Homewood. Why do I like this store so much? And what makes Shea's so unique? Well, to start, they have been in business since 1922. Yes, 1922. And they offer an eclectic mix of menswear brands from classic to contemporary, such names as Zegna, Canali, Peter Millar, and many more. They have an in-house alteration personnel who understands that fit is key, and Shea's gets it right. Whether they're fitting a suit, shirt, or jeans, they offer unbeatable service with a sales staff that truly understands the products and how they fit your individual lifestyle in any occasion. Whether it's your work, leisure time with friends, or a formal event like a wedding, stop by Shea's and see if you don't agree. This store is simply the best. That is Shea's in historic downtown Homewood, where you will feel at home when you arrive and well-dressed when you leave.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back with you on the next round. Nick says, "I just drove past Greg from Pell City on the road. Shout out to Greg."
It's not subtle.
I wonder if Nick's driving one-handed these days. Part of our show being brought to you by Greg from Pell City, ironically, Nick. Storm Restoration Roofing, one of the, if not the most respected roofing contractor in all the Southeast. And locally owned for 20 years, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's the fine folks at Storm Restoration Roofing. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. If you haven't had your roof inspected in the last few years, especially after these recent storms, call Greg Nelson today. He'll answer the phone, 205-542-3531, because you're a next-round listener. He'll give you a free, no-cost inspection. Free, no-cost inspection, 205-542-3531, Storm Restoration Roofing, or look up Greg from Pell City on Facebook.
All right, the college football weekend actually begins tonight. You do have a college game. Ohio is playing at Louisiana, and then you have an NFL game in the NFC East as the Washington Redskins and the New York Giants, or I guess the Washington football team, still trying to get used to that, and the New York Giants hook up with one another. We'll talk all about that right now and some other games with our guy, Kevin Todd. He is with us right now. Kevin Todd, the president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Welcome in, Kevin. How are you, man?
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing wonderful. You doing all right?
I'm doing great, my friend. I don't know. I don't remember the records that we had for last week.
Oh,
you have those records?
Oh, Kevin, I got them. I was 2-1. You were 1-1-1. I got a slight lead.
Okay, well, listen, every dog has their day, right?
That's right. I don't expect it to last, trust me. But we, if you don't know, Kevin picks 3 games each week. I pick 3 games each week. If I can beat him, he's going to donate to a charity of my choice. Any 3-0 he gets, he gives Rockstar an Amazon gift card. Where do you want to start today, Kevin?
Well, I'm going to go right to the NFL here, and I'm going to take Buffalo -3 at Miami.
Oh,
now, listen.
I'm a Dolphins fan. You can't do this to me.
Well, remember, listen. Miami went on the road to New England, and they got outgained 393 to 259. Buffalo, the turning point in that Buffalo game was that block punt, because they also outgained their opponent 371 to 252. Plus the fact that Buffalo has won 7 of the last 8 versus Miami. They're 5-2-1 against the spread. But let me tell you about Miami. They have trouble after they play New England. Since 2013, Ryan, whenever Miami plays New England, their next opponent, they're only 2-11 against the spread. Buffalo bounces back big. Lay the 3 here with Buffalo.
All right, so Kevin likes Buffalo minus 3. I'm going to counter with USC minus 8.5. And I know most people would stay away from this game because of the firing of Clay Helton. And I don't really have numbers to back this up. This is more of a gut feeling on my part. I feel like a lot of times this galvanizes teams. They come out and they play better. I don't know that they're playing for their guy to get the job. I'm not suggesting this. I just think USC will play one of their better games of the year. I like them minus 8.5 at Washington State.
All right, before I give out my second pick, I want all the listeners to know that I got a monster play tonight on the Giants versus Washington. You give me a call at 888-320-7517. I want to earn you business. I'm going to give you this game absolutely free. And if you remember last week, Ryan, I said if you're following me on Twitter, I'll show you some of my tickets. Well, I put one of my biggest tickets out there last week. I had Pittsburgh in the college football, 8.5 for $5,000. You can see that ticket on my Twitter account, at Kevin Todd Sports. So for my second pick, I'm coming right back with Wyoming. They let me down last week. They were up 42-10 at one time, and they had to have a late touchdown and a two-point conversion just to get the push. But let me tell you, they're playing Ball State. Ball State just went on the road to Penn State and got murdered 44-13. Now they got to travel from the East Coast to the West Coast. It's an early game, high altitude. I love Wyoming in this matchup. Wyoming at home is 23-7 straight up, 19-16 against the spread since 2015. Wyoming will get the job done this time. They're not going to let up. Lay the 7 here with Wyoming.
All right. He likes Wyoming minus the 7. Kevin does. I'm going to come back with Alabama. The Crimson Tide on the road at Florida. Here's my thought on this game. First of all, I don't like Florida's quarterback situation right now with Anthony Richardson and Emory Jones, and rotating those two generally doesn't work against Alabama. And both of these guys, it's about to be calculus for them going against this Alabama defense. I think Alabama is going to play a clean, solid game coming off that poor performance against Mercer and what they heard from Nick Saban last week. So I like Alabama minus the 14.
All right, for my last pick, and before I get into it, folks, I'm telling you, give me a call today. I'm going to give you the winner between the New York Giants and the Washington football team. I'm going to give it to you absolutely free. I want to earn your business. And not only that, guys, I'm going to tell you how to treat this like a business. When it comes to sports wagering, trust me, less is more. Give me a call, 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. I'm going to give you the NFL game tonight absolutely free. For my last game here, I'm going to go into college football, and I really like this game. I'm going to take Penn State at home, latest 6. Now, we all watched them against Wisconsin, where they had a really sloppy first half, but in the second half, the defense stepped it up, the offense was moving the ball, and this game is going to be played on prime time. It's going to be a sold-out crowd in Penn State, 7:30, the whiteout. The crowd is going to be a huge factor. Plus the fact that Coach Franklin, he's 8-4 versus the SEC. Not only that, he's already beaten Auburn when he was the coach at Vanderbilt, 17-13. Now, we all know that they have a new coach here at Auburn. He was the coach for Boise. His name is Brian Harin. And then whenever he plays a non-conference opponent, he's 1-5 straight up and ATS. Penn State at home gets this win by double digits, just like Michigan did last week against Washington. I like the home field, Penn State. Small number. Lay it minus 6.
All right. My last pick, I am going to go to an SEC versus American game. Memphis, in their first two games, has given up almost 400 pass yards per game. You know who that's bad against? A Mike Leach team. Mississippi State, minus 3.5 on the road at Memphis. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. So I've got USC minus 8.5, Alabama minus 14, Mississippi State laying the 3.5. Kevin is going with Buffalo in the NFL minus 3 against my Dolphins, Wyoming minus the 7, and Penn State laying 6 at home with Auburn coming to town. Kevin, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
All they have to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517 or go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. Read up about me, see who I am. You could buy the information right on the website, or you could opt in there, put your name and number, and a broker will call you back with tonight's information absolutely free. And as always, people, follow me at Kevin Todd Sports on Twitter. I will be posting another ticket this weekend for $5,000.
All right, a $5,000 ticket from Kevin. Kevin, thank you for the time, and we'll see you next week.
Take care, Ryan. Bye-bye.
All right, that is Kevin Todd, the CEO of sportsbrokers.com, Ryan Harsin. Obviously, the head coach at Auburn there, Kevin was looking for. Catching up on some of the chat room stuff before we go to John Mechie. He will join us at the top of the hour, as always, presented by our friends at Craneworks. Charles asked, was Shamu the Orca and Free Willy, how much trouble financially would they have been in if she got free for real? I don't think it was Shamu.
No, it was not Shamu. But
well, that's a trained whale, though, right? Yeah. Shamu?
Well, I think the Orca they had was a trained whale, too.
Well, that's a great
point. It was an actor. It was an acting whale.
Malik says, in the Navy, I try to get as much sleep as possible, but in the morning, having to use the bathroom is completely annoying. So what was the trick to getting more sleep? Blinking his eyes? Is
blink,
that
blink, blink,
blink.
Yes.
Blink, blink, blink. Okay.
Top of the hour, man. I'm enjoying this food.
Yeah, I'm glad you are, Jim.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming back here to let me know. You could have brought me some. John Mechie is up next with us on the next round.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.